Welcome back to the deep dive. So we've got a stack of documents today that honestly, on the surface, look like they shouldn't even be in the same room together.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a collision.
It is. It's a bit of an odd couple situation today.
Yeah.
I mean, usually we're looking at one industry, but today we're mashing two completely different worlds together.
We really are. So in one corner, we have Recreation Resource. This is a very grounded, tangible business. They deal in the real world, commercial playgrounds, splash pads, outdoor musical instruments. They operate in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and West Virginia. It's all about fresh air, physical play, kids running
The
around.
physical infrastructure of fun, tangible stuff you can actually touch and climb on.
Exactly. And then in the other corner, we have this technical white paper for something called the Auto Content API.
Very different.
Oh, totally. This thing is a digital industrial engine. It's a headless tool designed to automate content creation, audio, video, text, and at a scale that like human teams physically cannot match.
It's the infrastructure of the internet, basically. It's all code, algorithms, the cloud.
So here's the mission for today. We need to answer a central question. How does a traditional business like Recreation Resource, a company that sells slides and climbers, how do they even survive in an economy of content saturation?
And more importantly, how can they use this specific API to transition from just, manual marketing to a full-on content-led growth engine?
It's a fascinating case study.
It is because it highlights a universal problem. We have the data from Recreation Resources catalog, their Burke playgrounds, their amenities, and then we have the technical specs for the Auto Content API.
And when you layer them.
Right, when you layer them, you suddenly see a path for a regional business to punch way, way above its weight class.
Okay, before we get into the how, let's just clarify the why. Because I look at a playground company and I think, you sell slides, just put a catalog in the mail. What's the actual bottleneck here?
That's a great question.
Why does a playground company need an industrial content engine?
Well, if you look at the context in the Auto Content API white paper, they describe the current digital landscape as being in a state of content saturation.
Okay.
So basically, the shelf space is infinite. You can upload infinite videos to YouTube, infinite audio to Spotify.
Infinite pages to Google.
Exactly. But the bottleneck is production.
Because human beings can only type so fast or, edit video so quickly, it's a biological limit.
It's a biological limit. The source calls it a linear process. One person makes one asset. If you want 10 videos, you need 10 times the hours.
Okay, so now look at Recreation Resource. They cover a massive territory, three states.
Huge territory.
And their catalog, I mean, they aren't just selling generic swings. They have Burke playgrounds, they've got aquatic splash pads, site amenities like benches, bleachers.
Even outdoor musical instruments. It's a huge array of product lines.
And you have to assume different customers for each, right? A splash pad buyer isn't the same person buying high school bleachers.
Precisely. You've got school boards, municipal park directors, landscape architects, HOA presidents. And traditionally, to market to all of them effectively on all the modern channels,
You need a whole army.
you need four separate teams. You'd need an editorial team for blogs, an audio team for podcasts, a video team, and a social team for TikTok and Shorts.
And for a regional business in PA, DE, in West Virginia, that payroll, I mean, that's just a nightmare. You can't hire 20 creatives just to market a slide.
No, you'd go broke. It's prohibitively expensive. The source data suggests that outsourcing just one high-quality podcast episode can cost up to $15,000. So usually companies like this they don't do it. They pick one channel, maybe email, and they just ignore the rest. They stay quiet because it's too expensive to be loud.
Okay, so this is where the Auto Content API comes in. The source material talks about a paradigm shift. It's called decoupling ideation from production. I want to double click on this because it feels like the core insight here.
It is. It's the aha moment of the whole technology.
Yeah.
The premise is that Recreation Resource already has the information. They aren't starting from zero.
Right.
They have catalogs full of specs for their shade and shelters. They have their philosophy about the importance of play. They have safety guidelines sitting in PDF format.
So the raw material exists. It's just frozen. It's stuck in a file format nobody wants to read.
Exactly. It's trapped in PDFs or on static web pages. The API acts like a factory. It takes that raw info, say, a PDF about outdoor musical instruments,
Yeah.
and it transforms it.
It's not just copy-pasting.
Not at all. It transforms it into a video script, a podcast, a blog post, maybe a quiz, all at the same time.
So it's not about trying to come up with new ideas every day. It's about taking the asset you already have, like a document on why music matters on the playground, and letting the machine build all the media for you.
That's it, exactly. It shifts the cost curve from linear, where every new piece of content costs more money, to logarithmic, where the costs just flatten out at scale.
Yeah.
You're leveraging your existing IP to flood the market.
Let's get into the weeds of how this would actually sound and look for recreation resource.
Okay.
Because content is such a vague word, I want to talk about audio first, because the source material makes a huge deal about dominating the ear.
Audio is interesting because it's the fastest growing segment of content consumption, but it's usually the hardest to produce.
Yeah. You need a studio, mics, editing software. It's intimidating.
It is.
So the source mentions Google's Notebook LM as a comparison, but it notes that Auto Content API is the enterprise alternative. What's the difference? Why not just use the free tool?
Well, Notebook LM is a consumer tool.
Yeah.
It's manual. You drag a file in, you get an audio overview. It's great, but it's an island. It just sits on your laptop.
Right.
Auto Content API is programmable. It connects to systems. So Recreation Resource could set up a workflow where every time they update a safety guideline on their website,
the API automatically generates a podcast episode about it.
Automatically. No human has to click upload.
I love the idea of a playground podcast, but let me play devil's advocate for a second. Who is actually listening to a podcast about playground safety?
Think about their target audience, though. You've got school board members, park directors, municipal planners in, say, West Virginia or Delaware. These people are incredibly busy.
Okay, fair.
They probably don't have time to sit down and read a 20-page PDF on aquatic play safety standards.
But they have a 30-minute commute.
Exactly. That's the gap. That's the dead time in the car. So Recreation Resource just feeds their existing articles into the API, and suddenly that dry PDF becomes a weekly show.
And the source mentions voice cloning. This is where it gets really strategic.
Yes. For the leadership team. It's the CEO paradox, right? Everyone wants to hear from the leader, but the leader has no time.
So with the voice cloning endpoint, the CEO of Recreation Resource could record just a few minutes of audio one time.
Just once. High quality, good mic.
And then the API can generate weekly market updates or specific safety tips in their voice forever?
It's wild. They could be closing a deal in Pittsburgh while their voice is explaining the benefits of new bleacher configurations to a client in Dover.
That is wild. And it's not just monologues, right? The API supports multi-speaker dynamics,
which is crucial for engagement. A single voice can get, you know, really monotonous. But the API can generate a conversation, a back and forth between two AI agents.
So you could have a host and an expert AI discussing the Shade and Shelters line. One asks, but does this fabric withstand heavy snow in Erie?
And the other answer is based on the technical specs from the PDF. It makes the content bingeable. It turns technical documents into a story.
You're essentially running a radio station for playground equipment.
Pretty much, without hiring a single voice actor.
Okay, so we've conquered the commute. But the source says that by 2025, video is projected to account for 82% of all internet traffic.
That's a huge number.
So audio is great for depth, but video is for reach. How does a playground company do video at scale without a film crew?
This is where the visual necessity kicks in. The API has specific endpoints for video. Let's start with explainer videos.
Right. So Recreation Resource has these landing pages. I'm looking at one here for bleachers and athletic equipment. It's got text. It's got photos. It's fine, but it's static.
It feels like a brochure from 2010.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, people are. Well, they're efficient. They'd rather watch a video than read three paragraphs.
Absolutely.
So using the API, Recreation Resource can crawl that specific URL. The API reads the text, looks at the images, and just auto-generates a 60 to 90 second horizontal explainer video.
And the source dropped a massive stat on this. Embedding a video makes a page 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times. That is a staggering advantage.
It's unbelievable.
If a school principal in Pennsylvania searches for commercial bleachers and Recreation Resource has a page with a video and their competitor just has a wall of text,
Recreation Resource wins that click every time.
It wins the click. And it probably reduces support tickets too, because the video just answers the basic questions instantly.
Okay, now what about social media? The faceless channel strategy, because my feed is just full of these vertical videos.
Oh yeah, the ones with the subtitles popping up?
Yeah.
That's the high volume game. TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts. The algorithm there demands volume 3 to 5 posts a day. If you aren't posting daily, you basically don't exist.
Which is impossible for a small marketing team to film manually. You'd spend your whole life in the editing bay.
Impossible.
Yeah.
But the API has a Video Create Shorts endpoint. So Recreation Resource could set it up to churn out, say, 3 vertical videos every single day.
Playground design of the day or splash pad maintenance tips.
Stuff like that. And the cost difference is insane. The source says producing these manually is anywhere from $50 to $300 per video.
And the API cost?
Roughly 400 credits, which is about 4 euros.
So a 90% cost reduction, at least.
Yeah. It allows for what the source calls creative testing at scale. You can just throw content out there to see what sticks.
If a video about outdoor musical instruments goes viral, great. If not, it costs you $4.
Exactly. You aren't betting the farm on one expensive commercial. You're just flooding the zone.
Speaking of flooding the zone, let's talk about traffic. There's a section in here about programmatic SEO. This feels like the secret weapon.
It really is.
But programmatic SEO sounds like jargon. Can we translate that?
Sure. Programmatic SEO, or PSEO, is really just about capturing long-tail search traffic.
So not just playgrounds.
Right. People search for playgrounds in Pittsburgh, or commercial swings in Charleston, West Virginia, or park amenities in Scranton. Very specific things.
But to rank for those, you usually need a unique page for every single city. Mm. And if you just copy-paste the text and change the city name, Google slaps you for thin content.
Correct. Google knows you're cheating. It hates duplicates. This is where the multimedia solution of the API comes in. It solves the thin content problem by generating unique assets for every page.
Okay, walk me through that. Let's say they want to own the search term community play needs in Scranton, PA.
Okay, so first, the API's deep research endpoint generates a unique text guide just for Scranton. Maybe it references local weather patterns or community demographics.
So the text is unique.
Then the audio API creates a specific city guide podcast segment just for Scranton. And finally, the video API generates a top 5 playground features for Scranton video.
So when a user lands on that page, it's not just text. It's got a video to watch and audio to listen to.
Which increases dwell time. Google sees people staying on the page, assumes it's high quality, and then ranks it higher.
Yeah.
It creates a traffic floodgate.
So they could dominate local search across their entire 3-state territory without writing thousands of pages by hand.
That's the power of it. It's like having a digital sales rep in every single town.
Which ties into another capability I saw that seemed really relevant, real-time intelligence.
Oh, you mean newsjacking.
I love that term. It sounds so aggressive.
It's smart aggression. It's the art of injecting your brand into a breaking news story. The API can integrate with social listening tools so it can detect trends.
Okay, let's paint a scenario. A massive heat wave hits Delaware. Everyone's talking about it on social media. Record highs in Dover.
The playgrounds are burning hot.
Right.
So the API detects heat wave is trending in Delaware. It triggers a workflow. First, it uses deep research to pull data on the importance of shade for child safety. Then it pulls product data from Recreation Resources' Shade and Shelters line.
And then it writes a script and makes a video.
Writes a script, generates a video, and posts it. How to keep kids safe in the Delaware heat wave with better shade structures. And all of that happens in minutes.
Well, their competitors are probably still scheduling a meeting to discuss if they should post something about the weather.
By the time that meeting is over, Recreation Resource has been live for an hour. Speed is the currency.
There's another layer to this, too, and that's language. I mean, PA, DE, WV, these are diverse areas.
Very diverse.
Yeah.
And traditionally, translating your entire catalog is a huge, expensive project.
Yeah.
But the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
So they could take their Welcome to the Park audio guide or their safety instructions and instantly have them in Spanish or Mandarin.
Instantly. It increases accessibility and opens up the brand to the entire community, not just English speakers. It's a huge advantage for municipal contracts. You look like the most prepared option in the room.
We've talked a lot about marketing, but the source brought up an interesting point about internal growth, using this for employees.
Yeah, this is often overlooked. Recreation Resource isn't just salespeople. They have installation crews, maintenance teams. They are on the road, in trucks.
And they probably have these dense installation manuals for things like bleachers or complex aquatic systems.
Phone books. They're like phone books. Nobody wants to read that on a phone screen in a truck. But the API can take that manual and turn it into an audio summary, a knowledge transfer podcast.
So the crew is driving to the job site, listening to a 10-minute briefing on the specific installation quirks of the new climber they're about to build.
Exactly. Watch out for the bolt on section C. It improves safety, it reduces errors, and it's basically free to produce compared to a training seminar.
Let's talk about the bottom line here, the economics. Is this really affordable for a regional playground company? Or is this just for the Nikes of the world?
That's the beauty of the credit model. It shifts the spending from an operational expense to a tech investment. A single manual podcast episode is hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars. The API does it for between 10 cents and 2 euros.
And the flexibility seems key for a seasonal business like this.
Definitely. Spring is huge for playground planning. Winter, maybe not so much. With credits, they can scale up production in the busy months and then scale way down in winter. They aren't stuck paying a salary for a videographer who has nothing to do in January.
It shifts content from a manual craft
to scalable infrastructure. And that shift is what allows a regional business to compete with national giants. They can have the same media footprint as a company 10 times their size.
So bringing it all home, Recreation Resource has the products, they have the territory. Auto Content API provides the engine to tell that story.
It turns their PDFs into a media empire. Podcasts, videos, SEO dominance, all of it.
And the source mentions the agentic web. This feels like the future-proofing part of the discussion. What does that actually mean for a playground seller?
This is the big picture. The web is changing. It's not just human searching anymore. It's AI agents like ChatGPT or Gemini searching on behalf of humans. And these agents need structured data to understand a business.
So by using the API to generate all this structured content transcripts, FAQ's Recreation Resource is basically teaching the AI agents who they are.
Exactly. So if an AI agent looks for safest playgrounds in West Virginia, and Recreation Resource has fed the web with thousands of data points, the AI is going to recommend them. They are ensuring they are mentally available to both humans and machines.
That is a powerful thought. It's not just about getting a human to click anymore. It's about getting the AI to recommend you.
Precisely. If you aren't readable by machines, you might as well be invisible in the near future.
So here's the final provocative thought I want to leave you with today. If a regional playground company selling slides and swings can automate its own media empire, publishing hourly across audio, video, and text, what happens to the competitors who are still treating content creation as a manual art form?
It's a dangerous spot to be in. I mean, are they just building it and hoping people will come? Because Recreation Resource is ensuring they are everywhere.
They're building the playground and they're building the megaphone to tell everyone about it.
And the megaphone is automated.
That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.